join.
Jesu, thou apano, Jesu, thou apano, Jesu, thou apano, thou apano, musita re.
Tenors join.
Jesu, thou apano, Jesu.
Jesus.
is a gathering. A gathering song. Woo! I've heard people say that Lutherans are the frozen chosen, but that's not what I saw tonight. I saw a little moving going on. That was good. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Stephanie Carpenter. I'm director here with my husband, Chuck.
Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal, which you'll need for our service tonight, which will be led by Janine Smith.
God be with you. Well, Pentecost was Sunday, and I was thinking we continue our spirit-borne flight all week and for several weeks. And how long can we stay aloft, I wonder, as we lift and dip on the wind that blew through the gathered crowds in Jerusalem so long ago? On the breath with which Jesus enlivened his frightened and hidden away disciples. Well, we'll see. We're going to begin with a song, When You Send Forth Your Spirit, and our musicians will lead us in that.
Here's one more new song for you. We will invite you to sing the refrain, and the lyrics are these. When you send forth your spirit, we are renewed, we are renewed. And our musicians here will lead us in the verse. We ask that you join in each time the refrain comes around.
Reading from Genesis, God giving promises to Abraham. I will bless you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. And from 1 Corinthians, Paul, concerning spiritual gifts. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And from our summer theme verse, from 1 Peter chapter 4. Like good stewards of the many-colored grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. One of the strong threads running through the Bible is that God's grace is not given to us merely for our own benefit, but is something that is to be shared with others. As we heard in the reading from Genesis, God's people, from Abraham down the ages to you and me, have been blessed, are blessed, for the purpose of being and bringing blessing to all people in all the world. Blessed to be a blessing. I love that phrase. And a blessing, or to say it another way, a spiritual gift, is, I believe, an ability by which I and you receive the grace of God and disperse that grace to others. In the Bible, many such abilities are explicitly named: mercy, service, teaching, knowledge, discernment, faith, administration, hospitality, giving, exhortation, and more. Perhaps you've intentionally sought to discover your individual gifts, or maybe someone else has identified them to you. However we know our God-given abilities, this summer's theme verse has some things to tell us about how these abilities intersect with the disbursement of God's grace. First, we are stewards of God's grace. A steward is one entrusted with something not belonging to him or her, but whose responsibility it is to faithfully use it for the benefit of others. I use the financial resources of Holden Village to further the mission and benefit the people who are Holden Village, right here and out there down the mountain in so many places. But the financial resources don't belong to me. Second, a key part of our theme, God's grace, which we are called to disperse, is many-colored, as its spirit-born path connects me and my limited self to God. I imagine this as a rainbow of shimmering, innumerable, and experienceable colors. More about that in a bit. Lastly, the ultimate purpose of using our gifts to spread God's grace is not our own honor, but that God should receive glory and praise. I sometimes spend a lot of time thinking about questions for which there is really no answer, or at least no answer that satisfies my longing for order and finality and certainty. Okay, so that's kind of confusing already. But one example. I love the color blue. Sky blue, robin egg blue, denim, cobalt, indigo, ultramarine, ice blue, sapphire, midnight blue, mariner's blue, for those of you from Seattle, electric blue. You get the idea. If it's blue, it's at the top of my playlist. But my brain goes, is my blue your blue? That's one of the crazy-making thoughts that creep into my brain, around which neurons fire and pathways light up in what seems a very labyrinthine way, but alas, not really, for I never reach the center. I just keep following whatever path lights up at the moment of inquiry. In one word, it's a mystery. Then my rational brain, the one that grew up solving logic puzzles at the kitchen table with my father, tells me that blue is blue is blue, because the wavelength of the light reflected from the sky that I see as blue is the same wavelength of the light reflected to you. I know this, but it doesn't satisfy my longing to know if you see what I see. What if we each see the same thing differently, but call it the same name? What if blue, what is blue to me is blue to you, but if I were seeing with your eyes, I'd call it orange? If I were trying to put this dialogue in my brain into an Excel spreadsheet, for instance, I'd be getting one of those circular argument equation alerts, and this Vespers would be over. Or not, I guess not. I'd be sent back to the beginning to rework my questions so that an answer could be found. It's a popular exercise to try to explain or describe colors with the input of all the senses. I ran across some attempts by children to do just this in poems, and I was fascinated by some of the similarities and the differences in what they said. So their poems were, "Do you know what blue is?" I picked blue because I like blue. So they said, "The splash of a dive in the swimming pool. The smell that lingers after an afternoon rain. The sound of a rushing river." "For many countries, blue is peace," one child said. "Blue is sadness because your cat ran away. Blue is a new dress waiting for a prom. Blue is calm and tranquil. It's all going to be okay. Blue is soft, like a flower in the spring. It's when your heart is breaking and you feel there's no hope. If blue were a sound, it would be the sound of the wind. And lastly, if you touched blue, it would feel like jelly because of blueberry jelly, which is my favorite jelly," one little boy said. Wow. Blue is multicolored in how these children understand it, isn't it? Just like grace. I looked in my Westminster Dictionary of Theological Terms for a definition of grace. Here's what it said: unmerited favor. And then it elaborated on that. God's grace is extended to sinful humanity in providing salvation and forgiveness through Jesus Christ that is not deserved, and withholding the judgment that is deserved. Okay, got it. Unmerited. Good I get that I don't deserve. Bad I don't get that I do deserve. But, there goes my brain again, if I deserve something good and get it, where's God's grace? Or if I'm minding my own business, nicely and quietly, by the way, and something bad happens anyway, where's God's grace? Many-colored grace. For me, a few thoughts from the other side of my brain. Red grace looks like a balloon that pops right in front of my face, surprising, but not hurting me. Blue grace smells like entering the water without a ripple after a backflip off the dock. Silver grace tastes salty like tears, and yellow grace feels warm like sunshine. Green grace is an invitation, another invitation from a friend whom I've let down more than once. Purple grace looks like the O of a toddler's mouth after she tastes a popsicle. White grace is the waking dream of mine, of my mother, telling me a story about her mama loving her even when she came home late for dinner, because she was having so much fun sledding with the boys. In conclusion, it's a mystery. God has a color of grace for every facet of our lives. And whether my blue is your blue, I'm confident of one thing. God has a blue grace that meets my blue need as well as it meets your blue need. We're going to sing number 740 in the ELW, God of the Sparrow. Could you say that again? 1, 3, and 5. Let us pray. You know what is within us, O God. You know the beauty and the falseness of our hearts. You know the heights and depths of our human spirit. Lead us further into the universe of our souls, that we might know the wisdom and strength that you have placed within us by your many-colored grace. Lead us further into the mystery of our souls, that we may be strong and wise for the blessing of the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And our closing hymn is 878, Soli Deo Gloria, which for those of us not conversant in Latin, means glory to God alone. 878.